80s, 90s, 2K, and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. If you're thinking about upgrading that home theater system, you know Patterson's Audio and Video has a great selection of state-of-the-art theater equipment. They'll find a system that is perfect for you and your living room, or your bedroom, or your basement, or wherever you're putting it. Stop by and see them today. They're now offering in-house financing. That's Patterson's Audio and Video across the street from the Burley Skate Park, or give them a call at 208-678-6997. It's Wednesday, and that means we're joined in studio this time for the first time in 6 weeks by Cheryl Viola, the Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. It's good to see you.
It is so wonderful to see your face.
I enjoyed the whole working from my basement thing and having the family just one floor away, but I missed my people so much. And yesterday or Monday, getting back to it, and being able to see Paul again and have a face-to-face conversation with Ben and Dr. Nick, it's just good. I missed my people very much.
You know, there's a reason why in relationship building and stuff they talk about that the best form of marketing is still your face-to-face, your word-of-mouth interaction.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, during this time of quarantine, we're all realizing that.
Well, and I think there's something to be said, too, for the creative element that comes about. I mean, DJs are basically kids who never grew up. And so you put all of us in a room together, we can come up with some pretty creative and color ideas.
Yep.
And you don't have that over the phone or over Skype or Zoom or whatever you're trying to do. I mean, it was a good replacement. It worked. But that one-on-one connection is just not there when you're all sitting in a different building in another town.
Well, absolutely. And of course, that leads right into what we're talking about today, which is content marketing. And there's a few myths that we need to dispel, first of all.
Okay.
When people think of marketing, they think of sales.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true.
Yeah. There are two very different things in marketing and in sales, but I'm going to let you elaborate.
Yeah. And so when we're talking content, we're talking about being very intentional with your messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use, for those who have been following the Chamber's Facebook page and stuff, I'm going to use some examples from the Facebook page. And once again, on the blog, these examples are up there. So you want to go to visit jeromeidaho.com to see these in person if you don't know what we're talking about. But like when I had the phone call from a non-chamber member early on before the quarantine really hit, when we were still all working and stuff.
Are you, side note, are you back in the office yet, or are you still working from home?
I'm still working from home right now. But it was from a non-chamber member who was saying when the restaurants were first starting to get closed down, we've got truck drivers and I need to know where they can get a hot meal that's not fast food.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that was what created the Jerome Restaurant Guide that was created, that went across social media and across our newsletter and stuff like that. And then it was like, oh, well, here's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached out to all of the businesses, members and non-members alike, and created this restaurant guide, which was great value, which I then made sure that the company that contacted me could share this information with their truck drivers.
Sure.
Great value. They loved it. Then, of course, as things escalated and things were completely shut down, we've updated it and made adjustments and changes and stuff to it. But over the last 6 weeks, as that has been reposted, posted more than once, we have had a total of over 8,300 views on that one post.
Wow.
Okay. So when we're talking content marketing, you have to be very, very intentional with your stuff. Now, on that particular example, we were targeting the restaurants. It was started with just for the truck drivers, and then it expanded to the whole community so people could know where they could go.
Yeah.
We did another post specifically targeting job seekers, for those who have been out of work during this time, because the chamber had learned about the number of jobs that were available, that people that needed workers now.
Sure.
And so when we targeted that audience specifically and did a separate post, very intentional about where they could go to look for jobs and the jobs that were available, we reached over 8,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Between Facebook and LinkedIn.
Well, and you, at the beginning of the chat here, you said that marketing is very different from sales, but good marketing can lead to good sales.
Absolutely. So we've got a couple of guidelines with this. So when you're thinking of content marketing, is I think, okay, you got a message that you want to share, a service, something you want to promote. Great. Now stop. And you got some questions you need to answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first one is what problem are you going to be solving for the consumer?
Okay.
All right. If you can't answer what problem or how that's going to make their life easier, mm-hmm. they're going to skip right over it.
Oh, yeah. It's irrelevant to them. They've got better things to do.
Whether it's a visual on social media, whether it's a radio ad, whether it's in the newspaper, whether it's television, whatever your medium that you're using, your channel is that you're using, if you can't answer that question, nobody's going to follow it.
We were just chatting, one of my coworkers and I, right before we got into this interview, about the picture that posts with a link when you go to Facebook. You want that first thing they see to grab their attention.
Absolutely. So once you identify what the problem is, you need to identify how you're going to accomplish that. What is the need? How are you going to answer that?
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to just determine who your customer is.
Yeah.
You know, and like I gave in my examples, one of the other big ones that we had that went out was for fun to try and have some positivity during all of this craziness is we created that fun buy local bingo game that went out across mm-hmm. social media. Well, that had over 2,000 views where people had utilized it and stuff like that.
Wow.
But my market, my audience changed.
Mm-hmm.
I was targeting the math community and making sure they could include children in different avenues and things that they could do.
Mm-hmm.
So who is your customer? You may have one service that targets a specific customer mm-hmm. and another one that's going to target somebody else. You're not writing yet. You're still answering questions.
Right.
All right. What sets you apart from the competition?
That's a big one. That's important.
If you honestly cannot answer that and say, well, I just sell clothing, just like the no, what's different about it?
What makes unique?
Is it all made in the U.S.? If you're talking restaurant food, is everything made from fresh, organic, or, you know, like what makes you unique? Is it the experience? Maybe it's like the product or something isn't as creative unique, but maybe it's the experience with coming in and shopping with you that is different.
And I think that, more so than anything, a lot of times is what will grab the attention of your potential customer.
Absolutely.
What's going to set you out? What sets you apart from the rest of the crowd?
And then you have to make sure that before you have your writing, that you have to include a call to action. And the call to action, you know, your content could include, like my restaurant guide, for example. The call to action was like, comment, and share.
Yeah.
Reshare this. That was your call to action. We're not asking anything else but shop local and go and see these people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might have another call to action that says, hey, come on in. We've got this special sale and you've only got this small window of time to capitalize on it.
Yep.
There is so much more information about this, but the thing about content marketing and creating value for your audiences is you need to provide honest, unbiased expertise on a topic. That is what's going to get them attracted to it, to say, hey, these people know what they're talking about.
And that sounds really basic, and it is. But you would be amazed at how many people kind of lose sight of that. Honesty is integrity.
It is. And I'm going to throw a little plug in here to be watching the Chamber Facebook page because we are building a virtual Chamber luncheon that's coming up in June.
Very cool.
Where we are going to be expounding on this in much greater detail and giving examples on small business owners who don't have any marketing person, how to use Canva, how to create those images that people are going to want to click on to learn more.
I can tell you that one of our sales associates here at the radio station discovered Canva about a year ago, and it has changed her entire world. It has made so many projects easy for her.
Absolutely. So, you know, and so we do want to help as the whole way that we're approaching business, the way that we're getting back into business, the dynamic has changed. As Brock and I first started in the beginning, that face-to-face is still going to be the number one paramount way.
Yep.
But you have to find other tools in your toolbox. So this is another tool in your toolbox. And like I said, be watching the Facebook page once we start publishing and posting the act, releasing the date on this, that anybody who is in business, even in sales, with how to help promote your customers, mm-hmm. You're going to want to sit in on this virtual luncheon because we still won't be able to get together and do an in-person thing yet, but it will be coming in June.
You can get more information on that webinar and the topic of conversation this morning on the blog. That's at www.visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com. We're going to take a break. We've got your news and weather coming up at the top of the hour. And then next hour, we're going to congratulate our Magic Valley caregivers. We'll do that at 8:15 here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.